Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Education is a very, very tricky, very sensitive field. Perhaps the trickiest and the sensitivest, the most sensitive. My education has just proven very questionable, of course. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a hadith about it being the profession of the Anbiya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't have constantly been referred to in the riwayat and the ayat as a teacher, compared to one at least. Because that's basically what he does, right? He's a ma'allim. He teaches us about the ayat and the... And he is the one who cleanses our soul. يُزَكِّي يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُزَكِّيهِمْ this and that. The ability to train a human being, the ability to train any living creature, really. I have much respect for people who can train animals without abusing them. I think it's very cool if the animal is actually enjoying it, of course. Otherwise, it's animal abuse. The ability to have that degree of patience and insight and passion and enthusiasm to be able to train a living creature and help it tap into that hidden potential and do more than what it is comfortable doing. That works better with human beings because they've got that higher degree of intelligence and consciousness. With animals, maybe they weren't created to do that most of the times. Anyway, besides the point. And then there's monks, you know. Monks, they take on a great degree of teaching and training. And let's listen to a story about that, and we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. The Right Teaching is the title of today's story. Once there was a renowned monk who lived in a beautiful with many of his pupils. His teachings were known to be very effective and many of his students grew up to become great masters themselves. One day, one of them was caught stealing from his fellow students and they reported him to the monk. But he took no action against the boy. A few days later, the same boy was again caught stealing. And again, the head monk did nothing to punish him. This angered the other students who drew up a petition asking for the dismissal of the thief. The teacher called a meeting of the students. When they had assembled, he said to them, "You are good boys who know what is right and what is wrong. If you leave, you will have no trouble in joining some other school. But what about your brother, who does not even know the difference between right and wrong? Who will teach him if I don't? No, I can't ask him to go even if it means losing all of you." Tears coursed down the cheeks of the boy who had stolen. He never stole again and in later life became renowned for his integrity. Famous quote from Mark Van Doren, "The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery."
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
parents have such a crucial, sensitive, significant, and unimaginably risky job to do. It's such a risky job. If we don't, as parents, as guardians, as trainers, and as teachers, educate ourselves enough, train ourselves and our nafs enough, we will end up doing more damage to those under our care, under our training, and we will end up perhaps changing the course of the world, the course of history, because we couldn't be bothered to first refine ourselves and make ourselves better people before venturing out to train other human beings. Often we see parents popping out children as if I don't know what. I mean, you want to buy a car, you do more research. You want to buy a puppy, you at least you read a few articles on the internet. Yet we so easily bring about another human life into this world without having any clue about how this human being functions, how I function as a human being to begin with, and what I want to impart onto this mini human. So I end up just imprinting my own traumas and my own insecurities and my own personality complexes and dysfunctionalities onto the next generation. And it takes so much effort and time and extra education for that cycle to break and for a single link in this chain to go, like, you know, to come to this realization and awareness that, you know what, this has got to stop. It's crazy. It's getting out of hand. It's just so sad when we see that happening. The degree of flexibility and patience and understanding, the degree of, you know how, the degree of expansion of chest, as the Quran constantly says, that a trainer must have in order to be able to influence those under their care in a positive and constructive way. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, ala nabina wa alihi alayhi salam, was tasked with the responsibility to go up to the tyrant of his time and remind him or teach him or give him a wake-up call or whatever and tell him that, well, bro, you got to stop whatever it is that you're doing because you're going to end up in hell. And those around you are going to end up in hell. And I'm here to warn you and tell you to stop because this is not what you were created for, right? Nabi Musa alayhi salam was about to face the tyrant of his time. Like, dude killed people for pleasure at this point in his life. He killed people maybe not for pleasure, but just because he could. Oh, this certain random kid from the Jews is going to grow up one day and threaten my throne. Well, I can and I will make sure that child is killed before he grows up. You get the point? And Nabi Musa is about to go hit this guy up and talk to him. And he asks for what? From Allah, Rabbi Shrahli Sadri. Expand my chest. Give me patience. Give me tolerance. Forbearance. I don't lose my cool. I can talk this out with the guy. That's how important it is to be tolerant of the imperfections and the struggles of those whom we are training. And I hope we really understand the gravity of that. Myself before any other. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.